mirth, and more. This is a big day for little Margie Minter. She's going to have her first rehearsal in the new featured solo dance to which Francis Hayfield has assigned her. Marge doesn't know that the famous producer himself chose her for the part, because Ray Hunt has given her the impression that he made the decision himself. Be that as it may, she's happy and excited. And it's a big day for Mirth, too. She has been restored to her position as captain of the Chick Chicks. There's only one fly in the ointment. The girls, who thought they were all through with racketeers, got a mysterious note from the notorious Chicago gang leader, Spike Duffy. Maybe we'll find out what it said in just a moment as we listen to today's episode in the story of Mirth and Marge. It's rehearsal time the following morning. The entire chorus is on stage. As we come in through the wings, we hear Ray Hunt call to the rehearsal piano.
Tommy, give me the ending where the girls form the picture right before Vivian's entrance. Last 8 bars, Tommy. Now hold your position for this time, girls. All right, Miss Minter, ready for your entrance. All right, hold that picture back there, girls. Now enter, Margie. All right, Margie, on your toes to center. Now, dress downstage a little bit more. That's it. Now the pirouettes. Back center. Into the picture. All right now, girls. Everybody hold the picture. Break. Give Minter the stage. Oh, you're dragging your wings, Gwen Rogers. What's the matter with you? Do we have to do this number all over again on account of you? All right, Margie. Into the finish of the first picture. Hold it. Good, good. All right, that's all for you girls. Sorry I had to go back to this part again. Oh, Miss Minter, don't leave the stage. The rest of you girls, though, are dismissed. No, Miss Spear, unless you think that new girl should go through the tap routines again.
Oh, she's all right for her first rehearsal. I'll see you in the dressing room, Margie.
Okay, Myrtle.
Don't you leave, please, Tommy.
What do you want me to do, Miss
Oh, Margie, I want you to pick up after the first picture where you take the full stage. Tommy, ending of the first picture, then segue into the second part. All right, Margie. More to the center. That's right. Now hold that picture. Watch your balance. All right, do the back bend. Now wait a minute. Just a minute. Let me show you. Hold it, Tommy. Now look, Margie, like this. Now you bend that right knee more and hold your toe like this when you bend back. See, that's it. Now this arm like this so you can get your balance. Like that, see?
Oh, yes, I can do that, Mr. Hunt. Yes, sir, I know how to do it.
Music, Tommy. Second movement. Now, that's better, Margie. Keep that left foot flat and the knee in when you do the bend, or you're going to throw yourself off balance. Now, hold that. All right, now do the 16 pirouettes. That's double time, you know. Eight left, eight back. Make you a little dizzy for a second. Now reverse. That's it. Four towards your tail left. Four right. A fast pirouette. Watch for the finish. Now you're the drooping butterfly. Back over. Bring your wings over your head. And settle down to the ground. That's it. Now, you hold that picture for curtain. Fine, fine. All right, up on your feet for bows. Here, let me help you.
I know, Mr. Hunt. In the finish, I'm supposed to be a weary butterfly that has outlived its usefulness and is dying. Isn't that right, Mr. Hunt?
That's right. You're dismissed, Margie. For your first rehearsal, you've done a very good job. I'll make a great dancer out of you, little girl.
Mr. Hunt, before I go, I want to ask you something. Do you really intend to let Vivian out of the show and put me in her dance?
Well, I'd say in two rehearsals, you could go right on in her place.
Well, Mr. Hunt, couldn't I just be her understudy?
Hmm?
I wouldn't want Vivian to lose her job because of me. She probably needs it.
Oh, what a funny kid you are. You get another big break in this show, and you don't want to take advantage of it.
Well, I think it would be rather unfair to her.
Well, we'll let that rest for now, but you will be ready to go on in her place if it's required of you?
Yes, I'll be ready. Thanks for helping me. I'll go down to the dressing room now.
Oh, Margie, would you care to have a little lunch with me? We could talk this over.
I can't today, Mr. Hunt. Myrtle and I are going to meet Mr. Arnold after we leave here.
Oh. Is Myrtle still seeing her lawyer?
Well, it's just something we want to talk over.
If I were you, Margie, I'd never discuss things that happen in the theater with outsiders.
Mr. Arnold is no outsider. He kind of belongs to us.
Well, I'll see you later. Sorry you can't go to lunch with me.
Well, I guess I have to hurry.
Yes, and the girls have all left. Come on, honey, make it snappy. Jack will be waiting for us.
Well, it won't take me but a minute to hop into my street clothes. How did I do the dance, Myrtle?
Just perfect, dear. What did Hunt say to you upstairs?
Well, he took me through the positions again and showed me how to hold my balance.
What do you mean, showed you?
Well, he sent me back and showed me how to hold my knees.
He did, huh? I can imagine. I'll keep my eye on that bird.
I told him to just let me understudy Vivian, but I didn't want to make her lose her job.
You're really sweet, Margie. Anybody else would grab a chance like that.
I'll bet you wouldn't, Myrtle.
Well, I'll never get the chance, so I don't know how I'd act under the circumstances.
Where are we going to meet, Mr. Arnold?
Well, last night your heart was set on having chicken and waffles for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't get up in time to have it, so Jack's going to meet us in that little place across the street from the theater.
Oh, wonderful. A little powder on my nose. Yeah, comb my hair. Yeah, I'm all ready. Come on, I'm as hungry as a bear. Oh, say, Myrtle, have you got that note with you? The one you got last night from Spike Duffy?
Mm-hmm. And I want to show it to Jack and see what he makes of it.
Well, I'll see if there's any mail in the box. Oh, here's a letter for me from Mother.
Good.
There's none for you, dear.
None for me? I was kind of expecting one.
From whom, Myrtle?
Why, from that man down south.
You mean from Mr. Sandfield?
Well, I kind of thought he might.
He hasn't had time to send a letter yet. Are you going to answer it if he does write? Maybe. Oh, I don't see Mr. Arnold, do you?
Oh, there he is, Margie.
Where?
Back in the last booth.
Oh,
he sees us. Hello, Jack.
Hello, girl.
Hello, Mr. Arnold. Gosh, I'm hungry.
Sit right here, Margie. I've ordered the chicken and waffles. They're all on the fire.
Good. You're a man after my own heart, Jack. Move over on the bench a little, Margie.
Okay.
Did you bring that note with you, Myrtle?
Yes, here it is. Wait a minute. It's on my bag. You read it.
Dear Miss Spear, I am negotiating for a new place in Florida. Plan to open down there early next season. I've just learned that my brother Harry had made you a business proposition. I think he had a great idea, and I'm still interested. I would pay very well. Don't call me at the Sandfield Club. The law seems to have taken over. Well, you can get me by calling the number I've written below. Call me tomorrow at 4.
Rather a flattering offer, don't you think, Jack?
You going to call him at 4?
Oh, no. Of course you won't, Mr. Arnold.
Well, don't trust me too far.
I'll be on my guard. Better all be on guard. Here comes Billy DeVere and Mrs. Hunt.
Mrs. Hunt?
Shh, Margie. They're taking the next booth.
I tell you, Mrs. Hunt, I know what I'm talking about. I see it every day.
Well, let's sit down here and we'll talk it over. You order for both of us, Billy.
Quiet, girls. We may get an earful.
My ears are burning already.
Now, Billy, all I want is some proof. Please don't let prejudice or spite influence you. After all, you volunteered the information. I didn't ask for it.
Mrs. Hunt, I'm just telling you for your own good. This is how it was. Marge threatened to leave the show as Myrtle was fired. Her husband didn't dare let Marge get away because she's Hayfield's pet. So Ray had to keep Spear. Ray tried to fire her, but I tell you, Myrtle's going to get her hooks into that man. She's trying everything to break up your home. She's sore because your husband won't have anything to do with her. And now she's trying to get revenge.
Are you sure of all this, Billy?
Why, Mrs. Hunt, I wouldn't lie to you.
Billy DeVere is still out to spread as much poison as she can. What will Mrs. Hunt do? Will Mert take steps to counteract Billy's lies? We'll see what happens when we join our two heroines in the next chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.